Defying a veto threat from President Bush, the Republican-led Senate joined the House of Representatives in approving a measure aimed at easing restrictions on U.S. travel to Cuba. The Senate expressed support for easing restrictions on travel to Cuba by voting to bar the use of government money to enforce travel restrictions to Cuba. Senator Byron Dorgan, a North Dakota Democrat, is a key sponsor of the measure.
It is not constructive at all to decide to try to slap around Fidel Castro by imposing limits on the American people's right to travel.
Supporters argue that more contacts between American and Cuban citizens will help spur democratic change in the communist-ruled island nation. The legislation was contained in an amendment to the Transportation and Treasury Department bill. A similar measure was approved by the House last month. Once the Senate votes on the overall bill, differences will have to be reconciled with the House version before a final bill is sent to President Bush. But Mr. Bush has signaled he would veto the legislation if it contains the Cuba language. Reflecting administration concerns, Senator Ted Stevens, the Republican chairman of the Appropriations Committee, said changing U.S. policy now would amount to rewarding Fidel Castro's government for its recent crackdown on dissidents.
It is essential to maintain sanctions and travel restrictions to deny economic resources to the brutal Castro regime.
Current law allows some travel to Cuba by Americans, particularly scholars and journalists. The Bush administration estimates as many as 200,000 Americans visit Cuba legally each year. But thousands of other Americans travel there illegally by way of third countries, risking thousands of dollars in fines and imprisonment. Many in the Cuban-American community in Florida have long pressed the Bush administration to take a tougher approach to the government in Havana. Florida could be a crucial state for Mr. Bush's re-election bid next year. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.